you know, just contrasting the whole then and now, I mean, what, I mean, is there still a place in the 21st century for vocational schools? I mean, because you have this...
If you don't have some sort of training, you know, I mean, auto manufacturers have schools because they have to get their mechanics from all their dealerships in there because they've got to keep up with the latest changes because they're going to repair these things. But then on the older cars, the dealerships aren't involved. Somebody has to be able to do this stuff. And that's where the vocational schools really come in. I used to go around to high schools and talk to them about an alternative to college. And that was a crap job.
About basically, like you, just becoming so knowledgeable about something.
I would come in, I had slide programs and everything, and talk to them, you know. And I always remember the big vocational school we had there in Gary. And I'd go talk to the guys, and there was a lot of clowns in the class, guys that were, you know, smacking each other and stuff, you know, and they're, you know, I could watch them through the windows of their instructor, you know, they weren't paying attention. But some of those guys I interviewed for the apprenticeship when they graduated, and I remembered their faces, you know, but they were paying attention, you know, they weren't clowning around like some of the other guys, and they had a good basic knowledge, and they came into the apprenticeship and they did it real well, because you could kind of like double promote in the apprenticeship. If they were moving faster, if they were learning better, you could give them a raise faster, you know. And it would help. But if you don't have training, then you got people that are putzing around.
Right.
And they're the ones that can screw everything up, you know. And there's garages that you can take your car to, and there's putzers in there that'll mess them up.